has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we are studying the third Aliyah for Parashat Ekev. It begins with Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 4, and completes at verse 29. This is a total of 26 verses, and we know the number 26 is the gematria of Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. We'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchibu. Leakta l'shem Yud-Heh b'Vav-Heh v'Yehuda shalim b'shem Kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu kunenei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu kunenei. 4. Al tomar bilvavcha lachadof Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Eviani Adonai Elohecha otam milfanecha lemor betzidkati Eviani Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo La reshet ed haaretz hazot uvir uvrisht at hajoim haele Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Morisham Mi panecha. It's unusual, but not unknown, to have three names of Hashem in one verse. And that may be very well why the number of verses is 26. Of course, there are many other reasons that it could be. Lo vitzikatcha uvisher levavcha atavah lareshet et artzam ki berishat hajoim ha'ele Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Elohecha Morisham Mipane
has joined.
Ulma an Hakim et Hadavar Asher Nishba Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo La avotecha La Avraham Le Yitzhak U Yaakov Le Yadata Kilo Betzitkatcha Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Elohecha noten lecha et haaretz atova hazot lirishta ki am kashe orefata zachor el tishkach et asher Iktsafta et Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Elohecha bamidbar Lemin hayom asher yatsata Me'eretz mitraim ad boachem Ad hamakom hazeh, mamrim ha'item im Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Uchorev hiktzaftem Ed Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Waitana Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohaheda wanu heyo Bachem lehashmid etchem Ba'aloti Berit Asher Karat Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Imahem Waeshev Bahar Arbaim Yom Li Arbaim Laila Lechem Lo Akalti Umaim Lo Shatiti Witen Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahida Wanu Heyo Eli et Shene Luchot Avanim Ketuvim Beetzba Elohim Waalechem Ikol Hadbarim Asher Diber Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahida Wanu Heyo Imahem Bahar Mito Aish Biyom Hakahal Wayehi Miket Arbaim Yom Viarbaim Laila Natan Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahida Wanu Heyo Elai et shene luchot avanim luchot aberit Wayomer Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahida Wanu Heyo Elai kum reid maher mizeki shichet amcha asher hotzeita mimitzrayim saru maher min haderech asher tzevitim asu lachem misaika vayomer adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Elai yo, ed ha'am hazeh. Wahine am keshe oref. Eref mi meni, viash mi dem, viemche et shemam. Mitachad hashamayim, v'yese otcha sholel goy atzum v'ravimenu. V'yefen v'ered min ha'ar v'ha'ar bo'er v'esh u'shne luchot. Habrit al shete yadai. Behime hat natem. Ladonai yohe wahe. Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu heyo. Elohim asitem. Lachem egel maseka sartem maher min haderech asher tziwa Adonai Yohe wahe adanu yo Yohe dawanu heyo etchem Quiet posh bishne halu kosh wa ashli hem me al shete yadai wa ashaberem le enehem wa et na pel wa et na pal lifne adonai yo he wa he adanu yo Yo, I hey da one new hey yo, da rishona arba'im, yom we arba'im, laila lechem, lo akalti umayim, lo shatiti al kol hatatem. Asher hatatem la'as Arab b'enei Adonai Yo hey wahe adanu yo Yo ahe dawanu hey yo Lehachi so Ki agorti mi beha Lehache ma Asher katsa Adonai yo hey wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo alechem lahashmid erchem vayishma Adonai yo hey wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo Elijam Bapa'am Ahi Ubaharom Eat Anaf Adonai Yo hey wahe Adanu yo Yo ahe dawanu hey yo Meod lahashmido Wa et palel Jam ba'ad Acharon ba'et ha'hi. We'et chatatkem asher asitem et ha'egel lekachti wa'esh roth oto ba'esh wa'ekot Oto tahon, etev ad asher dak leafar va'ashlich et hafaro el hanachal. Hayored min ha'har ukata uktavera umasa ukivrot atawa maktifim ayitem et Adonai yo hey wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo uvishloa Adonai yo hey wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo Erchem mikadesh barnea lemor alu urtuchu et haaretz asher natati lachem v'tamruo et adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo Elohechem willo ha'emantem lo willo shemantem mikolo ma'amrim ha'item im Adonai yo wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hey yo Miyom dati etchem, we have not passed. Adonai, yohei wahe. Adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu heyo. Et arbaim hayom, yet harbaim. Halayla asher hit napalti. Ki amar Adonai Yo-hei-wa-hei, Adanu-yo. Yo-ah-hei-da-wa-nu-hei-yo. Le-ha-shmid et-chem. Wa-et-pa-lel. El-adonai. Yo-hei-wa-hei, Adanu-yo. Yo-ah-hei-da-wa-nu-hei-yo. Wa-yo-mar Adonai. Elohim, Yo-hei-wa-hei, Adanu-yo. Yo-hei-wa-nu-hei-yo. Al-tashchet amcha ve-nachalatcha asher padita. Gad lecha asher hotzeita Mitzrayim b'yad hazaka. Zechor le'avadecha le'Avraham le'Yitzhak u'Yaakov al tefen el kishi ha'am hazeh. V'el roisho v'el chatato ben yomru ha'aretz asher hotzeitanu misham mibeli yikolet Adonai yo-hei-wa-hei adanu yo yo-ah-hei-da-wa-nu hei-yo Lachaviyam el haaretz asher diber lachem umisinato otam otziam lachamitam bamibar vehem amcha v'nachalatecha asher hotzeita. Kohaha Ajadol, who is Rolaka, that's the completion of the Hebrew reading. There's been some background noise, which some people, I'm sure, found it disturbing. But the purpose of that background noise was to give you an opportunity to still connect to the reading and ignore the interruption. But I am now going to mute the phones. Please feel free to unmute yourself. Questions and comments and thoughts are always welcome. I would like you to notice there were 4 verses out of the 26 verses that did not have Hashem's name. I wasn't able to count the number of times that Hashem's name was in this part, in these 26 verses. And if someone could do so while we read the English translation, it would be appreciated. I have a sense of what that would be, but I don't really know. But it's all related to why there's 26 verses. And it is extremely unusual, one, to have 26 verses in an aliyah. And it's also extremely unusual to have 13 verses, excuse me, I believe it was either 9 or 10 verses in a row that had Hashem's name. The first, from verse 4 to verse 13, is 10 verses. And each of those verses had a name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, within it. Some had multiple name times that it had Hashem. But it's unusual to have 10 verses in a row with Hashem's name. But it is time for the English translation. Do not say to yourself, when Hashem your God has repelled them from before you, saying, because of my righteousness, Hashem has brought me to possess this land, and that because of the wickedness of these nations, Hashem drives them out from before you. In other words, don't think you're special. Don't think that Hashem is giving the land to the children of Israel because they are more righteous than another nation. Don't think that these people lost the land, the nations that were driven out lost the land because they weren't righteous. Don't think this is a way to feed the negative system. This is a way to recognize that your ego is in control. Not because of your righteousness or because of the honesty of your heart do you come to possess their land, but because of the wickedness . The delay is because my computer jumped. Not because of your righteousness or because of the honesty of your heart do you come to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations. Hashem your God drives them out from before you, and in order to establish the matter that Hashem swore to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Even though the Torah says that the other nations lost the land and were driven out by Hashem, was because of the wickedness of the other nations. There's a big difference. Hashem has given every human being the Torah. These other nations had not received the Torah. Hashem had promised the land to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our forefathers. So we were promised, not because the other nations are wicked or relatively more wicked than we are. This is a path to build your ego, and that's a path to strengthen the connection of this negative system in your life. Don't follow that path. Recognize we are not that unique. We are not that special. We just are the human beings who have the task of revealing Hashem's light in the physical world, while the other nations have the task of spreading that light around the nations, around the world. You shall know that not because of your righteousness Hashem your God gives you this good land to possess it, for you are a stiff-necked people. Very famous verse. Does stiff-necked mean stubborn or something else? Or more than stubborn? Remember, do not forget how you angered Hashem your God in the desert from the day that you went out of the land of Egypt. Until you came to this place, you have been rebelling against Hashem. I'm going to give you a metaphor to understand this overall message. Hashem created human beings. Our sages teach that the three forefathers kept all of the mitzvot, did all of the mitzvot. And yet we who received the Torah, or who have the gift of the Torah, I should not have said received the Torah, have the gift of the Torah, do, some of us do all the mitzvot, just like the forefathers. And we are told by the sages that because we have the gift of the Torah, because the Torah says this is what you are commanded to do, and we know the command is idol worship, but because the Torah says you are commanded to do, the human reaction is to resist the command, because our nature is to be a co-creator. And when we accept a command, wherever the source, God or anybody else, we are giving up our free choice. We are becoming an effect, not a co-creator. And therefore, it is much more difficult for someone who has had the gift of the Torah to do a mitzvah, because our reaction is to not do it, than our forefathers who did not have that reaction. I guess it wasn't much of a metaphor that I was trying to explain how the Torah impacts us even if we do not follow it. At Horeb, you angered Hashem, and Hashem was incensed with you to destroy you. When I ascended the mountain to receive the stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant which Hashem had made with you, I remained on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. And Hashem gave me two stone tablets, inscribed by the finger of Hashem. And on them was, according to all the words that Hashem spoke with you on the mountain, from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Hashem gave me two stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant. And Hashem said to me, arise, descend quickly from here, for your people whom you have brought out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have quickly deviated from the way which I commanded them. They have made for themselves a molten image. And Hashem spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Leave me alone, and I will destroy them and obliterate their name from beneath the heavens. And I will make you into a nation mightier and more numerous than they. So I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain was burning with fire. And the two tablets of the covenant were on my two hands. And I saw, and behold, you had sinned against Hashem your God. You had made yourselves a molten calf. You had deviated quickly from the way which Hashem had commanded you. So I grasped the two tablets, cast them out of my two hands, and shattered them before your eyes. And I fell down before Hashem as before, 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water, because of all your sins you had committed, by doing evil in the eyes of Hashem, to anger him. For I was frightened of the wrath and the fury that Hashem was angry with you to destroy you. And Hashem hearkened to me also at that time. Does Hashem get angry with people? The answer is no. Hashem just shares with people, and he only shares goodness. So why does the Torah say he gets angry with us? And the answer the sages give us is the Torah speaks to man in the language that man understands, in the language of man. So when the Torah says Hashem becomes angry, he's expressing in our language, in ways we understand, there's cause and effect. And with Aaron, Hashem was very furious to destroy him. So I prayed also for Aaron at that time. And I took your sin, the calf, which you had made, and I burned it with fire. And I crushed it, grinding it well, until it was fine dust. And I cast its dust into the brook that descends from the mountain. And at Taveria, and at Massa, and at Kivrot, Hata'ava, you provoked Hashem to anger. And when Hashem sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land I have given you, you defied the word of Hashem your God, and you did not believe him, nor did you obey him. You have been rebelling against Hashem since the day I became acquainted with you. So I fell down before Hashem the 40 days and the 40 nights that I had fallen down, because the Lord had said to destroy you. And I prayed to Hashem and said, O Lord God, O Lord Elohim, do not destroy your people and your inheritance, which you have redeemed in your greatness, and which you have brought out of Egypt with mighty hand. Remember your servants,
has joined.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not turn to the stubbornness of this people, to their wickedness or to their sin. Lest the people of the land from which you brought us out will say, because of Hashem's inability to bring them to the land about which he spoke to them, and because of his hatred toward them, he has brought them out to slay them in the desert. But they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out with your great strength and with your outstretched arm. Always know your great strength is a code phrase for the left arm of Hashem, which is the left column. And your outstretched arm is the right column of Hashem. That's the completion of the English translation. By now it should be clear as to why there are 26 verses in this process. Yes. Go ahead, Hannah.
I did do a count. I have to leave. I have a doctor appointment, so I'm sorry I'm interrupting you now.
No problem.
I counted 30.
Okay. 30 is the gematria of the letter Lamed, and we know the essence of the Lamed is teaching. I would double check that count because it makes more sense to me that it's 31, but I'm not disagreeing with you. I haven't counted it. And
well, I didn't double count, so I could have made a mistake.
I understand. But if it is 31, when you have time, and it doesn't have to be now, when you have time, if it was 30, it's establishing that this is a teaching. And if it's 31, this is a connection to the name of God that connects to wisdom, which is Chokmah. The name of God that is in Chokmah is Kel, Aleph Lamed, with the gematria of 31. what I was saying, and Hannah did not interrupt me, so don't think that it's all part of the system to appreciate things happen for a reason. Even if we do not know the reason, there is a reason for why things happen. But what I was saying, it is, hopefully it is clear now why this parasha, why this aliyah has 26 verses. And the message of the aliyah being Tiferet, being the third aliyah, is telling you that it's essentially the balance. And it's being described, what is being described on the physical level of the story is Hashem gave Moses two luchot. He brought them down. He saw that we were building the golden calf. And it is we who built it, because we were there in the desert. And so we were the cause of the golden calf being built. Whether we were heir of Rav or whether we were child of Israel in that time period, in that incarnation, we were there. And we had the joint responsibility. And so Moses destroyed the luchot, and he destroyed the calf. And that's all of what the story is telling us. And then he's saying that he argued with Hashem not to destroy us. And we're just very fortunate that we have a leader like Moshe. Does anybody have any questions, comments, or thoughts? And while you're unmuting yourselves,
I found another one. So you're right, 31. At least it's up to 24. And I've got to go, so.
Understand.
That's what the real count is. Okay, thank you.
You be well. While you're unmuting your phones by pressing *6, I believe it is, the classes today, our 11 o'clock class, will be continuing the teaching of the Book of Judges. And at 4:30, a deep Zohar, and at 7 p.m., a Tikkuni Zohar class. Any questions or comments or thoughts? I bid you all shalom. Shalom gadol. Have a beautiful day.
You also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Shalom. No. Thank you.